going to that fundraiser there at the Kipling Arena this weekend. Just, we had a really good turnout. We had a phenomenal turnout Friday night with the calf open and the breakwear open. Actually, over 71 entries between the two events. And, geez, that's unheard of around here in the calf open and breakwear. It was awesome. And some of the kids did good. And the cattle handled it all right. We ran a lot of cattle through there, and everything worked good. And we had the steer us on Saturday morning and the team open on Saturday afternoon. Had about 180 teams all together in the team open that afternoon, and 20 steer us would show up. So it was just a really nice event for the kids. We made some good money for the boosters, and we had a really nice couple of days. Good competitions in the Kipling for sure.
Where did all these cowboys and cowgirls come from?
Oh, we got some kids from Colorado, and we definitely seen some of their parents and aunts and uncles and stuff like that come out and rope. There's some other people from northern Nebraska, eastern Nebraska, South Dakota, Kansas, of course. And just kind of all over, but for the most part, most of the contestants were probably from within 200 miles of McCook, but we definitely had some travel 300 or 400 miles too. So
that's good. That's terrific. Is this almost put a wrap on the end of the fall season for you?
Yeah, we're pretty well done now. You know, the kids are still practicing a little bit. A phenomenal group of kids that I got right now, and they all want to stay competitive on not only the college level and even into the professional level and stuff like that. And there's some American qualifiers coming up, stuff like that. You know, it's really neat when the first thing you're asked the day after you get back from a trip from Dickinson, North Dakota, and your season's over, and you run into five kids and every one of them asks you, when are you going to let us practice again? When can we... Can we keep going and everything? You know, I mean, that just shows the try and the dedication that we've got and the kids that we've got right now. And we had a practice yesterday. We had three recruits come in, some girls from Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas that were coming through, and they wanted to visit the school and everything. And we had a full practice yesterday, and one of the moms was pretty impressed. At this point of the season, the practices are voluntary. If the kids want to come, we'll have them. And if they don't, I'm not pushing them that hard right now. I just want them to be able to do what they want to do. And we had 17 kids show up to Calf Rope and Breakwear Rope yesterday. The one mother, she's like, I can't believe you said there's 22 kids on the campus here, and 17 of them are here. On a voluntary practice, so just shows the kid. Shows the heart and try that we've got in this group that we've got right now, and how they're feeding off of each other, and it's just pretty awesome.